With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A missile launched by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen has briefly halted flights and commuter traffic at Israel's main international airport.
A large plume of smoke rose near Ben-Gurion International Airport. Flights resumed after about an hour. The missile attack comes hours before top Israeli cabinet ministers are scheduled to vote on whether to intensify the country's military operations in Gaza.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump acknowledges that his tariffs could result in fewer goods and more expensive toys this Christmas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even as he vehemently defends his trade policy, the president admitted there could be supply problems come the holidays.
Maybe the children will have two dolls instead of 30 dolls, you know? And maybe the two dolls will cost a couple of bucks more than they would normally.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tried to defend the president's comment, arguing that dolls made in the U.S. had higher quality than those made in China.
Yes, you probably would be willing to pay more for a better made American product.
Despite White House assurances about the tariffs, there's a cloud of economic uncertainty hanging over retailers and consumers alike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russian President Putin says there's been no need to use nuclear weapons in the war in Ukraine and has expressed the hope that such a scenario will not arise. In a preview aired today of a state TV interview, Putin said Russia has the strength to bring the conflict to a, quote, logical conclusion. His remarks come amid competing ceasefire proposals and more fighting. Warren Buffett shocked everybody, including his shareholders yesterday, by announcing he plans to retire at the end of this year. The 94-year-old investor has always said that he would never step down from his post. This is SRN News. Organizers and the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. have canceled a week's worth of events promoting the LGBT agenda for this summer's World Pride Festival. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership by President Trump. Both firing of the president and the chairman of the Kennedy Center took place in early February. Mr. Trump has vowed to roll back all federal promotion of the LGBT agenda established by President Biden. The World Pride event, held every 2 years, runs May 17 through June 8. The Trump administration says the University of Pennsylvania violated laws guaranteeing women equal opportunities in sports by letting a male swimmer compete on the women's team and use female locker rooms and bathrooms. The administration statement focuses on Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman who competed for the Ivy League school in 2022. He's the first openly transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I title. This is SRN News. The world's biggest and smallest dogs meet up for a play date.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a play date last month. Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who is the size of a small horse. Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by the Guinness Book of World Records. Pearl stands at 3.59 inches. Reginald measures in at a whopping 3'3". Keith Peters, Washington.
Sticking with the animal beat here, Sovereignty outdueled 3-1 favorite Journalism down the stretch to win the 151st Kentucky Derby yesterday by 1.5 lengths on a muddy track. Trainer Bill Mott wins his first Derby since 2019. That one was also run on a track that was very sloppy. This is SRN News.